how did your path get into the library and that sort of work? Was that something you've always done, work in that line?
It is something that I've done since I was 14 years old. I started as a page at London Public Library, and I worked there for 8 years as a page, trotted off to university, and I was going to be a dietitian. I wanted to get into food science, and so I went to Brush College, and I had chemistry my first year, and knew right away that this was not going to be my career path, because organic chemistry was yet to come. And so I woke up one day and thought, well, like, you've been working in a library for 8 years. Why don't you think about library science? And so I changed course and I took English. It meant that I had to take summer school every year just to catch up. And then I went to library school.
Is there something that's been a challenge, not necessarily the pandemic, but as you've progressed through your career, is there a challenge or a challenge that you face?
When it comes right down to it, and I think the pandemic comes into this, we have to also balance the digital divide. And we've really seen that during the pandemic. Those who don't have access to high-speed internet, access to a computer, access to, you know, any number of things that, you know, are expected almost in our lives anymore. With libraries, it's a real balancing act, but this is ongoing. And so you just have to see that a change is inevitable, and we have to keep our eyes on the horizon and be willing to change with whatever comes.
Now, what about a young woman that's starting out? Would you have a short piece or a small piece of advice for a woman like that that's saying, I'm at the crossroads here, where do I go?
You know, the whole word librarian comes with this stuffy, bookish kind of image. So what I would suggest to anyone who's remotely interested in thinking about this as a career is, go out and talk to people who are actually working in the career. I just wish people would understand that we are more than happy to take time to talk to them. You're not ever bothering us. Young women or young men are the future of this career. And in a career that I'm so passionate about, I want people to be in it who can carry it on after I'm gone. Come and talk to us, and we can tell you what it's like. We can tell you the different positions within librarianship. We can tell you that librarians are in universities, hospitals, legal offices, manufacturing. It's a career that is quite expansive. So that would be my advice.
One last question, Heather. Is there one accomplishment that you're particularly proud of?
This library has been very, very good to me. One of them is being able to introduce teen services to this library. I was able to work with staff and actually grow it from the ground up and have a teen section, a teen advisory board, grow the teen collection, have teens go on book buying trips. And just having the pleasure of working with teens was awesome. And the other thing was the revitalization project. So Rudy Denham was the CEO at that time, and I remember her calling me in and saying, okay, we think that you would be a good project coordinator for a renovation. So do you want some time to think about it? And I said, no, I'll do it. Little did I know what I was getting myself into, but, you know, I got to work with architects and contractors and interior designers. It gave me one of the most fruitful experiences of my life, really.